It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Donkey of the day for Friday, January 29th goes to PETA. The People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. Now, I respect PETA and what they stand for. Won't stop me from enjoying the flesh of delicious creatures like cows, chickens, turkeys, lambs, goats, and various fish. What about ox? Is oxtails real ox?
Yes.
Okay, I enjoy those too. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm from Monk's Corner, South Carolina all day. I eat deer meat. All right, don't think for 1 second Bambi won't get eaten if it's cooked right. Squirrel dumplings. I've eaten bear shoulder in West Virginia. Look, man, I am an omnivore. Okay, meat and plants. That's what I like. But I respect PETA. Okay, some things I agree with when it comes to them. Okay, one thing I agree with is I don't like seeing animals caged. Okay, I think zoos are animal prisons. And it's something about knowing people went to kidnap animals to enslave them that feels all too familiar to my ancestors. Okay, I also don't like to see animals tortured when they boil them alive or hang them up in those meat markets, just stick hooks through them, listening to them scream. I hate it. Okay, I want you to make it to my dinner plate as peacefully as possible. Now, we have had Ingrid Newark, the CEO of PETA, on Breakfast Club, by the way. Let me refresh your memory, play some clips from that.
We ate everybody else, and like I say everybody.
Like who?
Well, we ate veal, for example. That
tasty.
Was one of. No, you know, hey, Charmaine, you know, veal. It's the baby cow, and the mother loves that cow.
That's why it's so tender.
Mother's love.
I've heard a lot of people say you should always eat the mother if you're going to eat the child, too.
Well, it actually would be a courtesy if you shot the mother first in the head when she wasn't looking. But no, I still ate shellfish. Until one day in a restaurant, they brought a plate of live lobsters to the table.
I can't stand when I see that. When you walk into a restaurant and you can see the lobster, I'm like, oh, man, how could you?
I love it.
No, you don't.
Like,
you're
like,
just
eat
pretending.
Me, eat me.
No.
I know you're pretending.
It actually feels sad when you see the things all tied up.
And you know what's happening out in the West, Colorado and those places. People are getting Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. It's just like mad cow disease, only it's mad elk disease.
Elk is really tasty.
You
I had it when I was in Wyoming. I'm not going to.
You stop that. And that was
it's
the last time.
It's a little gamey, but it's really tasty.
Last time that you ate that.
Good morning, Ingrid. You're welcome back at any time, but I'm telling you right now, when you come back, we are debating this foolishness that PETA released yesterday. See, according to various news sources, PETA is calling on humans to denounce animal insults like chicken or pig or rat. I repeat, PETA is calling on humans to denounce animal insults like chicken or pig or rat. Let me think of a good animal insult for this. Bullshit! Okay, let's go to OAN for the report, please.
PETA, otherwise known as People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, is back and more woke than ever. The organization posted a thread of tweets explaining what they call speciesism, which, according to them, is when humans use animals as an insult. For example, calling someone a chicken when they're scared or a rat when they snitch. PETA says that these are anti-animal slurs that perpetuate oppression and that we must reject this supremacist language and opt for what they call inclusive words like coward or snitch. Very unifying. PETA says that by using animal species as adjectives, we're degrading animals and reinforcing the idea that humans are superior to other animals and therefore justified in violating them.
What dodo bird at PETA came up with this idea? Okay, how dare you say calling someone an animal is an insult? Okay, you said calling someone an animal is an insult that reinforces the myth that humans are superior to other animals and justified in violating them. First of all, you are discrediting all the times we use animals as terms of endearment. If I say that's my dog, okay, that's my dog, that's love. If I say, man, he's one cool cat, that's love. If I say, and that's on Mary Had a Little Lamb, I am putting respect on Lamb Chop's name. So, PETA, don't act like we don't use animals as terms of endearment. But the reason you folks at PETA are really getting donkey of the day is for one simple reason. Y'all worried about the myth that humans are superior to animals. I don't believe we are superior to animals. I believe we are one with animals. I believe in unity consciousness. And when it's true unity, you don't tell me what my name is. I repeat, when it's true unity, you don't tell me what my name is. PETA, you upset at us for calling someone an animal is an insult. The real insult is you didn't even let those animals name themselves. Who named the pig a pig? Envy, do you know? Angela, do you know?
I don't.
No. Nope.
Who named the chicken a chicken? Who named the snake a snake? Who named the sloth a sloth? Who amongst us has ever had a conversation with any of those animals and they introduced themselves as any of the aforementioned names. Okay, I have watched Roots enough times to know that when the colonizer wants your name to be something, he doesn't care what your name actually is. God, okay, the creator, put those creatures here, and according to the Bible, Adam gave the creatures their names. Look it up. Pull out your LeBron James version of the Bible. It says Adam named the animals. Now, when you do some more digging, and I'm sure there's folks out there who really do this for a living and have way more information than me, but when you do some real digging, you realize that a lot of times folks were just winging it. Penguins. Nobody knows how they got their name. But once upon a time, they were called arsefeet. Hippopotamuses. Okay? Means river horse in Greek. Raccoons used to be called wash bears. My point is that damn colonizer wants to call animals whatever they choose, but wants us to respect the fact that we shouldn't call each other something they made up. When the reality is, all those animals were named those things without their consent. Oh, Peter, you're playing a dangerous game. Who amongst you has had a conversation with a giraffe to know that that is indeed what they want to be called? At least Toys R Us actually called their giraffe Jeffrey. They gave that creature, that animal, a real name. Peter, you said it yourself. Words can create a more inclusive world or perpetuate oppression. By not allowing animals to name themselves, we as humans are oppressing them. What if Sasquatch, Bigfoot, what if his name really was Harry and the Hendersons were correct? What if that mouse name really is Minnie, and the only reason Disney got it right is because they spoke to her and asked her what her name was and didn't just tell her what she was. Now, when Ingrid Newkirk was here, she broke down speciesism. Let's listen. What is speciesism? Because I read something about that, and that was like, it was a language, right? Like, don't say things like doggone or...
No, almost, but it's just against supremacism. And speciesism says don't think you're a god just because you belong to one species. Just because you're in control doesn't mean that you shouldn't be decent to the other species. So it's against human supremacism, discrimination, prejudice against others because they're not exactly like you.
Ingrid, you're right for the most part. Okay, depending where we are, humans are in control. You in that water? No. Sharks, whales, they have control. Okay, but it's nothing decent about labeling someone or some animal something they never told you they were. Until Ingrid or someone at PETA sits down and has a conversation with one of these animals, and one of these animals tells us, yes, I am indeed a kangaroo, or yes, I am indeed a llama, then PETA will have to continue to hear these animal insults, and I am about to play a sound from one of the animals used to insult people for the past 10 years on this radio by simply saying, Dramos, please give PETA the biggest hee-haw. Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.